Happy Sunday, and welcome to Enter the Light Radio. I am your host, Jessica Marie Tatro, and I am accompanied by my lovely co-hosts, Tony, Linda, and Marianne. And we do have Lynn Bleasdale, but she's not having audio. She's having technical difficulties today. Since we are entering the spring, I wanted our topic today would be on spiritual hygiene and you know, what that can look like. And I think for me individually, I'll just speak from my point of view, kind of how I maintain my spiritual hygiene in a sense. Oh, I'm so sorry about the noise. How I maintain my spiritual energy, and again, you know, we're not perfect. We're always a work in progress. But what that can actually look like is you maintain it's a practice of maintaining your energy mm-hmm. that you hold, the energy that you send out. And a few different ways that I've done that personally, and everything, you know, everyone's different and things work for one person over the other. But what I found that really works for me is eating well, really. Maintaining, you know, just my wellness. And then with that, I think I have a better balance of my energy. Say, for instance, we're helping somebody, you know, with an issue they're having a hard time with, we can be there and we can be present with them. But if we start to take on kind of their emotions or overdo it or overgive, that's where we sometimes need to call our energy back. That's kind of a good example of spiritual hygiene when it comes to our energetic body. But just being, I think this has to do with the spiritual beings that we are within ourselves as well. You know, we've heard the saying many times that we are spiritual beings within a human body. And a huge part of that is being able to take care of that spiritual hygiene aspect of it. And I found that I think clearing your space of things that no longer serve you or that clutter your space. For me, I found that reducing or minimizing materialistic things has really, really helped me clear space. And, you know, of course, just grounding and meditation for me, I have to do that about 20 minutes a day, or I'm just kind of out there, you know, just kind of daydreaming through the day. So those are some of the things that, you know, I do. What are some of the things you do, Tony?
Can you hear me? I'm not on a delay, right?
No, you're okay. Sound great.
Yeah, because the on-air time says that I'm like 5 seconds behind. Okay, great. So yeah, I have to, I feel there is, you're so right about positive space and having to meditate and freeing up space in your mind to do maybe astral traveling or even to read cards for people. What I try to do is I have to meditate, and my meditation could be while I'm doing hair, or, you know, because I'm always on the go. So it could just be me just closing my eyes or just not saying much and getting into the right space. I find that we live in a very, very negative world, and that 99.9% of people, when you talk to them, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is something negative, and that just it positive light on their negativity, because I cannot take the negative. And the older I get, the more I can't take being negative. It's like, no, we have to be positive, because you're realizing, and this is so true, that you have to do what Jessica's saying, is because as you get older, you're realizing that clock is ticking. And we don't have you know, when you get to a certain age, it could be tomorrow. That could be your last time on the earth, you know? So it's like, I made a pact with myself that I'm not going to spend any of that time in negativity. And that's really hard to do. So you have to clear space, you know, every day somehow. And I don't do it the same every day, but I try to, meditation is number one, or shuffling cards, or just sitting quiet, or putting a crystal in my hand, you know, something to do. So, Linda, I know you probably have several ways.
Oh, yeah. I so agree with both of you about clearing space, and my dad was a proponent of that. After my mom passed away, he cleared a lot of the space out because he needed the room to grow emotionally, and you can't grow if you've got things crowding you in.
Yeah.
Physical things and emotional things, mental blocks and physical problems, all of those things that can hold you back, you know, bind you in. You need to get rid of those. You need to be free to move spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. And one of the things that goes with that is your inherent integrity. That is something that we are all automatically given the minute we enter the earth. It's like you can stand for yourself and not allow negativity to come in if you're aware that you can do that. So many people are hurt because they're not aware that they have the right to keep things out that they don't want. And that's part of clearing space, too, is if you've got somebody that's throwing stuff at you, block them. Just put up a wall. Put up a envision a wall and say, nope, I'm not letting this in. Nope, not doing it today. Mm-mm. You know, it's just a matter of realizing your inherent integrity to keep your space cleared once you've got it cleared.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny because you're saying put up the wall. I wrote that down and forgot to say it. Put up the wall.
Okay.
Don't you feel you have to do that a lot, Jessica? I mean, I'm always putting up the block. It's like, no.
Yes, it's so true. And yes, it's almost like a wall, but I think it's more, it's knowing your limits and your boundaries. When it comes to, you know, all of that, it's just being able to let things go as well. I think it being able to forgive others, letting that go, and forgive ourselves, and being able to let that go. And I think it has to do with all of that, you know, the healing too that each individual has to do. It's part of that too. But I love what Linda said too. It's really having the integrity and mm-hmm. using that integrity, putting that integrity into action, listening to that every single time, because we all have that.
Yeah,
yes,
and I like what Linda said about clearing spaces. I mean, I am on a mission to do that. I'm in my house also. You know, there's too much clutter. I'm to the point now where I don't want clutter. It's like I got to clear spaces so I can clear spaces in my mind. You know what I mean? I'm trying to live simple. I really want to do that.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I just wanted to let you know that. I just want to let you know real quick, Lynn is in the chat room under Bucket of Brains. I know. I love that name too.
Yeah.
Oh, at least we got her in the chat room. That's awesome.
Yeah,
welcome, Lynn.
Let's see if I know how to run this chat now. You can see it though, right? You can see it, Linda?
I can't, no, because I'm on the phone.
Yeah, you're on the phone. All right. Okay. Did she write anything yet? No. Hopefully I can figure it out. Okay. So we do have a couple of callers. I know Marianne can't speak, so I'm assuming that I don't know if she wants to say anything to... Okay, she is in here. Was the handle of Sweet Soul, who I loved very much when he crossed, I took the name. So she took the name from one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Bucket of Brains. That's what Lynn's saying in the chat.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Okay, so do you want to take our first caller, everybody, or did we want to? We've got like five or six right now. Yeah?
Let's
okay.
do it.
So let's go to the first one, which is going to be 212. Hi, 212. You're on the air. It's coming. Hi, 212.
Hi.
What's your name? Hi.
Hi there. Yeah, this is Bryn from New York City calling.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi there. Hi. My question is, I'd like to know if there's any update from my guides on what I need to know from them, like any special message or what I need mm-hmm. to know at this time.
Okay. Anybody want to go first?
I feel like you have your ducks in a row, so to speak, but I also feel like you need to relax a little bit more. I'm getting some tension from you.
You're right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
I think it, and I know Jane would say the word allow, because that's what I think you need to do right now. It's what I'm feeling from Jane, too, on the other side. Do a little more allowing, a little more relaxing, and then just be observant of what's going on. And
okay.
being observant will put you ahead of the game, so to speak, being aware of what's going on before things happen so that prepared. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like what you're saying. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Hi, Brent.
Hi there. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Hi, Brent. That was Linda. This is Jessica speaking.
Hi, Jessica.
Now. And I feel also a lot of tension. Just from the conversation, just connecting with you, we have you regularly. Is there something that you feel you might be holding on to tightly?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm holding on to exactly. I've always had that issue with me of holding on, and mm-hmm. I do, you know, I've been doing, you know, speaking of cleansing yourself, I bring in the violet light, you know, that's a cleansing light, and I also call in the ascended master healers to help clean my energy field and chakras. But yeah, that's been a kind of thing in my life is holding on, you know, and I can't seem to like, I mean, I do things to kind of divert that, say like exercise, running, meditation, stretches, deep breathing, you know, maybe writing things down. So I try to kind of do the resources, but it seems like I have a chronic holding pattern. That seems to be part of my kind of like thing, you know. And I don't know, I don't know what it's about. And sometimes what happens is I'll get these, I want to say, energetic downloads where I'll feel like an expanded feeling, and all of a sudden I feel very present, like I've never been present before. And I'll feel that, and I'll stay with that for a few minutes, and then it'll go back. You know, it might be like that one day, and then I'll go really down the next day, you know. It's kind of, I don't know why I'm like that.
I think it's probably a pattern. It just feels like a pattern at some point. You've gotten yourself, you kind of developed. And it was a coping mechanism for you, but now you really are kind of, you don't know how to break that. And I think what and I think the practices that you're doing now are helping, but it doesn't stop the intrusion of the thought of holding or that feeling of holding. And
right.
I think what I'm being told is a lot of releasing for you. Try to just take some time, just 3 minutes a day, you know, as soon as you wake up, and just release that holding, release that need to hold every day, and try to make that a practice, because you're really conscious of it. And if you're conscious of that holding, that need to hold, flip that conscious understanding of and like flip it basically and release it. Release it every morning for like three minutes. I think that would
like
really help.
Because sometimes I feel like the reason why I hold on is something in my subconscious that feels threatening to see or to feel, or maybe I'm interpreting it that way. And, you know, I don't know, because it's like, you know, when the mind holds on to something, it's usually for a purpose of protection against being aware of it in some instances, you know. It's kind of like, okay, if you have a trauma, then your mind or mind-body compartmentalizes it. So it's kind of holding on to something that is a threatening type of thing. So I'm wondering if that's what's underlying this whole kind of musculo-mental, emotional holding
on mechanism. I'm going to say yes.
Go ahead. Brynn, I'm getting your job. Is your job very stressful?
Well, I do readings. I do occasionally spiritual art, you know, like channeled art when it comes to me. You know, I try to do a little every day, you know, some more consistently than others. I studied animal communication. I'd like to do more energy work on people and animals.
Awesome.
So that's the kind of work I do, and I also, you know, survive with the Social Security benefits, you know, retirement benefits that I'm on.
Right, which are not very much. I know I'm on the same thing. So, let's see. So Lynn has pulled something, and then I'll tell you the rest that I think. But pulled the star card upright, hope, faith, purpose. As the star comes up as welcome reprieve after a period of destruction and turmoil, you have endured many challenges and stripped yourself bare of any limited beliefs that have previously held you back. You are realizing that at your core essence that you are beneath all the layers. No matter what life throws at you, you may know that you are always connected to the divine and pure loving energy. You hold a new sense of self, a new appreciation for the core of your being. The star brings renewed hope and faith, and sense that you are truly blessed by the universe. You are entering peaceful, loving phase in your life, filled with calm energy, stability, and more in-depth understanding, depth and understanding of both yourself and others around you. This is a time of significant personal growth and development as you are ready to receive the many blessings of the universe. With the star card, anything is possible. This is awesome. Anything is possible, and the magic is flowing around you. Your heart is full of hope, and your soul is being uplifted to the highest of heights as you realize that your dreams really could come true. And that's the same thing that I was going to say on getting, that this is a work-through process, just like what Linda, and you're on the right track, just like Jessica said. She doesn't see any more turmoil in your life. It's just that it's going to go away for you. They are right. And she's saying that we are right. They are right here waiting for you. So it's just up to you to get rid of the trash. And I think sometimes when you're doing the spiritual readings or maybe with the pets, because you have such a big heart and a soft, you know, heart, I think that, you know, it lingers for a while. So you have to maybe, like I do, you have to find a way to block, you know, when we were talking about blocking, you have to find a way to block that after you're finished with that job.
To clear it out.
Yeah, you have to clear it out, which is really hard to do, because I mentioned this before when I was doing some of those work with detectives. It's really hard to get rid of
stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
But animals too, any kind of reading.
Right.
They kind of carry their negative things around, or things that have happened to them, turmoil, around with them for a couple of days. But you're on the right path is what she's saying, and I believe everybody else is saying,
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, I've got one more here.
Okay.
From Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Marianne.
Hi.
Russ?
Hi.
Well, Marianne's not on with us, but she's sending us. The card she got for you was trust. This is a time to trust. Sometimes there is no yes or no to a question. There are situations where we are better served not knowing what is to come, so that the miracle can unfold before our very eyes. Let me pull it down here. Like reading this off my phone. Like children opening a gift. Part of the magic of our lives is found in the joy of surprise. Trust that your angels have something amazing in store for you, even that if they can't tell you what that is yet.
Okay. It's all very fitting, right?
Very
fitting. Yes.
I have a quick question, Bryn.
Yeah.
Are you in the Sacred Embers group?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to invite you to Sacred Embers group. We're all in there, and we just posted something yesterday that was so relevant to what you're going through now. So, yeah, it's Sacred Embers on Facebook.
Oh, not on Facebook anymore.
Oh, okay.
Something happened. All I can say is I had certain medical views that didn't go with their narrative, and they banned me. talk about censoring, right? So, I was actually a member of an animal communication group where I was doing really good. It was a practice group where people would bring in their photos as animals, and they would ask, readers questions, and I loved that because it was like I was going to the gym for my, ability to do this, so I missed that, so it goes. I tried to get back on, but I'm banned for life. I'm banned for life from Facebook because of my opinion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Goodness, I'm so sorry about that.
It's their law.
Otherwise, I'd definitely like to be a member of the Sacred Embers group.
But you could also go to our Sacred Embers website, too, and check us out there, Bryn.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is 509. Okay. Let's see. 509, hi.
Hi.
What's your name? Hi.
My name is Erica. Good afternoon, ladies.
Hi. Did you have a question for us, Erica?
Yes. So I recently helped my uncle apply for rental assistance, and although he wasn't asking for power assistance, they were very adamant about having a power bill. And so basically there was a mistake, and his application got denied. I'm thinking about appealing, but I wanted to know if you see it being successful or not.
Mm-hmm. So this is Tony. I immediately got, before you finished the sentence, I got the no on it about, that there was a mistake, that it was rejected. So, yeah, he didn't get it. Appealing, yes, I absolutely think that the mistake was relevant enough to, I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know if it will happen tomorrow or today, but I can only say what I feel in my heart right now is that you should try again. That's what I got. So, I don't know, Jessica.
I'm not getting anything yet. I was just trying to fill in there. Linda, are you picking anything up?
Well, I'm getting what Tony is, basically. The thing to do is to try again. Don't give up. But sometimes you have to try to find different ways to do things that are not, if it didn't work one way one time, try a different avenue the second time. That's basically what I'm getting. Jessica?
Hi, Erica. This is Jessica. I'm here.
Hi.
I don't have my cards with me, but what I'm feeling is that there's a different avenue that you might need to take, but it's going to work out. And I don't know how to explain it other than that. That's just,
That's what I said. Yeah, I got the same. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if Lynn has saying anything yet. But like the other, I don't know what the other avenues are, but is there another way around the power bill? I mean, is there?
Mm. Well, I was planning to go to the power bill and the power building and kind of just ask them because we did make the change over the phone. So basically they wanted it to say apartment A instead of apartment 2. I don't know why it had apartment 2, so I don't know if that was a mistake on the power, Pacific Power's end. But basically when I submitted the application, they're like, no, there's a mistake, and they call it a discrepancy. So I'm just going to, like, I was thinking, I was beating myself up for it. I couldn't even sleep at all last night, just thinking about it and feeling so bad for myself. But then today I realized, or later, that I don't know, I just pump myself back again, and I'm like, you know what, I'm a warrior, and I don't easily give up, so I have to try.
So Lynn got cause and effect, and I'm not sure what that means, but I think it has something to do with warrior, what you're saying. There, he deserves his power bill being paid, and so is it your uncle, correct?
He's just asking for rental assistance, and everything was going through smoothly. We were basically on the last phase, and then they, nibbed on the power bill that it needed to be fixed, and I explained to them, hey, you know, I'm not sure why it says 2, but it should be an A. Let me fix that, and I called power bill, but then they said that the new bill would be, you know, later, mailed out later. So I went ahead and tried to fix it, but I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know. It's worth trying,
it is. Like Linda said, a lot of times, even with disability, you never get it the first time. You have to, unfortunately, I wish it was different in the way of the world, because the people that really need it have to beg for it and do their due diligence and do it 2 and 3 times. But I really feel if you go back and look it over again, or go down there, or whatever you need to do, like you said, you're a warrior, and that's what I do feel that about you. You need to go. So she said that. So whatever action she sets in motion will get the results. Remember that fear makes us weak and human. It's not the fear, but what you do about it is what counts. So that's exactly what you're feeling. That's the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was just so upset and, you know, like throwing the towel. And then I'm like, you know what? there's only 2 options.
Don't throw the
towel. Either give up. Yeah. You either give up or you keep going, and at least you tried. If you lose in the appeal, well, at least you tried.
No, I think you're right, 100%. Yeah. So good luck. Let us know what happens for sure on that.
Yeah, thank you so much for the insight, ladies.
Yeah, bye. Anytime. Thank you.
Blessings.
Okay. Let's go to our next caller. So the next caller I have is 256. Hi, 256. This is Tony.
Hi, Tony. This is Kimberly.
Oh, hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help you?
I just like just a message from Spirit. No questions.
Okay. Anybody have a message?
Not yet.
I'm working on it too.
I don't know how Lynn does it. She does this and then she has the messages right away. I don't get them right away like she does sometimes. Let's see.
Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica. And I think what I'm feeling for you, you're doing well. You're doing well generally in all areas, but I'm feeling like you two kind of have to just take a moment to, there's things you might need to release that you're not realizing.
there's something that you're needing releasing of, but I feel like your energy can get tense around it, and I'm hearing to just release whatever that is. That's all
okay.
I'm hearing.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, this is Linda. Excuse me. And I'm getting that you're seeing signs from loved ones on the other side. I mean, they're visual signs, audio signs. You're looking places and seeing things that remind you of someone. You're hearing things, maybe something said on the radio or the TV that may have been pertinent to someone you love, and that's their way, if you're aware of those signs and what they mean and who they connect to, of showing you that they're around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's always fun when that happens. Kind of warms my heart when that happens.
Yeah,
I love them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I got the Peacekeeper card, which said let go of the need to be right. And it said the message is choose peace and happiness over the need to be right. Rather than trying to prove a point, save your energy for what's important. About the Peacekeeper is a wise Native American woman who has been influenced by white buffalo women. She holds a peace pipe. So I don't know, maybe you have something going on also with family like that. You may be feeling on edge due to a stressful situation. There's a warrior within you that wants to rise up, prove your point, and get the truth across. But you're being reminded by your ancestors, which this probably ties into what Linda was saying, that that's not important at this time. It's more important. It is more important than arguments or heated discussions, fighting a losing battle. There is much more power in choosing the more forward way to a higher perspective. So, and then Langot, Kimberly can open up now to synchronicity. The 0416 Psalm 1331 efforts have been putting into everything all now begins to show, or something like that. That what results begin to show. It appears as if magic, but it has been taken a lot of time to work to get where you are. Carry on, but remember to enjoy. So I think it's, in a sense, all the same message. Kind of what, that you need to let go a little bit. And then, you know, maybe you need to be right all the time, which is just, you know, it could be your personality. And then Linda seeing your ancestors, and then you're on the right track, but you need to enjoy it more. Because you're exactly where you should be. You just need to let go a little more.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that sound about right? I hope.
Yes.
We helped you out. Yeah.
Yes. Everything resonated. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome, Kimberly. Thanks for calling.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So our next caller, did we lose somebody? No. Okay. Our last caller that I have on here so far, unless we get a couple more, is 516.
Hi, this is Anita from New York. How are you, ladies?
Good.
Hi.
How are you, Anita?
Good. Hi. I'm good.
Good.
I just want some insight. I've been told about this quote, I'll put it in quotes, soulmate I'm supposed to meet, and I was wondering if you pick up anything about him and when I'll meet him. And I'm also traveling to Portugal in 3 weeks, so I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that. Sure, that I'll be going on, the people and experiences, mm-hmm. anything you pick up.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting about the Portugal trip right off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it's opening up new opportunities and new horizons for you. I also see that you're going to be there to help people in some way. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what that is, if it's some sort of a spiritual mission you're going on over there. But you may just run into people that need to be in your light and that you will be able to raise them up spiritually. Also, okay. I'm seeing that there's a little bit of confusion at the beginning when you get there, but you will get it straightened out. I don't know if that's accommodations or whatever, but don't worry about it. It will work itself out. Okay? Does that make sense?
I don't know right now. I don't know what that is. Everything's set right now. You know, the accommodations are all set and confirmed. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is right now.
I will say this. I was advised in the real world here that Portugal is a great place for Americans to go to live because expenses are not as high as they are here, and things are a little bit more relaxed politically. So I think you chose the right place to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Hi, Anita. Tom? This is Jessica. Oh.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Hi, Anita. This is
Hi, Jessica.
Now, did you say you're looking for a soulmate, or you already have a soulmate?
No, I'm looking. I'm getting readings, and they all see the same man, and it keeps getting postponed and postponed, and I'm so open and ready. So I was wondering if you can give me any insight.
I don't know time frame, but I feel like somebody's going to come into your life and feel and be that soulmate person, that person that will love you the right way, if that makes sense. And I feel that coming, but I don't know when. As far as the Portugal trip, I feel that it's definitely going to be a positive step for you in the right direction. I feel a lot of possibilities for you there. And I hope you have a wonderful trip.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
So, Anita, I did something. No, as soon as you said Portugal, I drew a heart. So I'm wondering if that is the timing for the soulmate.
It could be somebody there, because
then Linda brought up that it's where a lot of Americans go to live. It could be there. It could be somebody that lives there. I think that this trip is like something that's been waiting for you, basically.
So,
wow.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Cool. I know. That's exciting.
So exciting. I know. I'm so excited to go. I booked this tour with a friend, to go with a friend right in 2020, and then everything shut down. So I've been waiting 3 years. Yeah. So I'm really excited to go.
So I think that could be the timing. If you've been getting readings and they've been saying that your soulmate's coming and then you're just waiting, it could be the 3 years that you've had to wait to get there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That could be the
time. Can I ask you ladies a little question? I have a couple of health issues going on, like tinnitus, and then recently problems with my eyes. Like I had a vitreous detachment, so I have floaters. And I've always had like ovarian cysts that had a number of surgeries. And I don't know, I tried so many healing modalities, I've worked with many healers, nothing's shifting. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what I need to do to heal.
One of the things with floaters, this is Linda again, I can't speak to the tinnitus, but the thing with floaters, because I have a big one on my left eye, on the outside of my left eye, I have found out that when I get stressed, that's when it acts up. It seems to keep bothering me. One thing is to relax, acknowledging it. Like right now, I don't see it because I'm relaxed. That's one thing that I do. Because I've been to the eye doctor, and back in August, they said there wasn't any issues with my eyes. I didn't have any eye disease or detachment or anything. It's just one of those things that happens to us. It's annoying. But for me, I found out stressed is what keeps it away. As soon as I get stressed, that little bugger goes right back over my eye, and it's like, get out of here. That's one of those things we could do with the clearing space we were talking about. We can kind of clear the floaters, maybe not get rid of them, but put them back and out of our way.
Mm-hmm. That's funny because I have one also on my left eye that I've had now for about 2 years, and 99% of the time, like you guys, I don't see it until I get stressed or something is bothering me, and then it's right there. Lynn said, she got three frogs that you will have to kiss before the prince. Anita has either already kissed them or will do soon. Don't worry about that though, enjoy the ride and let go. The one who is a keeper will show up.
Okay. Ready.
So I don't know if you've hit the three frogs yet. But
no, no. Oh, I don't want any more frogs.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. But the other thing I felt on you as health-wise is something in the throat. Are you having any problems with your throat? Or
no, my mother does, though. My mother's having...
Oh,
my
your
mother
mom?
Has this throat. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling that in my throat right now. So,
okay.
Is she ill? Is she getting better? Or
yeah,
is she...
yeah. No, she doesn't have COVID or anything, but she's got like a cough and she's on antibiotics, yeah.
Yeah, good. So if you do get that's from your mom, because I did get that feeling.
Oh, no. Oh,
so
no.
Maybe you should get some of that stuff because you're going on a trip, airborne or whatever,
yeah.
So you don't get anything. But that's all I got.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Okay. So thank you.
Awesome. Anita,
I will add
back,
one more thing
know.
Here.
Yeah,
just really quick.
For
make sure your mother has good, sufficient humidity around her. 30 to 40% is optimal, and that will help with the throat and any sinus issues too. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, ladies.
Come back on and let us know how your trip went when you go.
I will.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye. Well,
okay, we have another caller. We've got two more now. So one is 775. Hi, 775.
Hi, ladies. My name is Wendy from California.
Hi. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Wendy. Yeah. Hi, Wendy. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Our lease has expired. We've been offered a renewal, but we don't want to stay here, my sister and I and nephew. And we have a beautiful apartment that we've put in a deposit on. We've got everything all scheduled. My current apartment manager, her name starts with an M. She's not a very pleasant person, and she's being very rough and saying, if you're not totally out and turn in the keys by April 30th, she will start eviction, even though we do not owe one penny. And so it's stressful. And the new apartment manager, Jonathan, is really nice. And we are scheduled to move in on April 30th. And when he said to notify me if he can give us the keys on the 29th day of April. It all comes down to when the current residents turn in the keys, which I think are around the 24th, but if they turn the keys in early, then he might be able to give us the keys on the 29th. So I hope what I'm saying makes sense. And my question is, will we be given grace on this, and will we be able to move in on the 29th?
Anybody? Do you?
Yeah, I'm getting I'm getting a yes from Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Me too. Yeah. I'm also getting that the other landlord, the one, the M, is just yanking your chain.
And guess what? I'm disabled in a wheelchair. I'm almost 72 years old. I told her that I'm feeling overwhelmed and I needed to be accommodated because I'm not allowed to lift over 5 pounds. And she's being very rough, and the something very unique happened. I called Renter's Hotline, and when I told the woman, and she said, I'm going to give you this number, and it was a number called to a place called Sentinel. And apparently it's a group of lawyers that will help for free. And I think I'm going to hear from Sentinel tomorrow. And they're initially she said it's against the law. She's threatening me.
Yeah. I think it's great that you called that lawyer, and that is going to be your answer right there. They're going to help you tomorrow. But I also got what Jessica got, too. So you don't. I don't think you need to stress. Help is on the way in more ways than one.
Well, thank God.
She was totally out of line. doing that?
Oh, it's unspeakable. And we've paid rent by the clock for 7 years, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
And I got another gift from God. There, the carpet was old when we moved in. And in my bedroom, there is a place that it's not in good condition. And so I was emailing the office, and finally a young lady named Indiana answered me, because I kept saying, how old is the carpet? And then she said in black and white in print, thank you, God, she said, Wendy, don't worry. We don't know how old the carpet is. We will not be charging you for carpet replacement or flooring boards. So that's a gift from God as well, that she put
yeah,
that in print.
In writing. Yeah, perfect.
It is. So
yeah, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, it's a gift from God. So we will, I hope the move goes smoothly. And the movers, I love the name. They're called Happy Home Movers, and they are licensed. And it's going to be 3 men in a truck. And they're saying,
awesome.
Well, if you want to give us cash, we'll take $10 off per hour. But my intuition is telling me I don't want to be carrying around all that money. I think I better just give them a credit card. What do you ladies think?
Credit card, definitely.
Because
your credit card is going to give you more protection if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
You can always question the card.
That's probably why they want the cash. I think you're brilliant.
Yeah, moving is hard, and they might damage something, and I would definitely do credit card.
I am. I'm not going to worry about the cash anymore. So when will Jonathan from the new apartment, it's apartment number 30317 we'll be moving into, when will Jonathan from the office notify me that he will give me the keys on the 29th day of April?
I don't have an answer for that. Do you, Linda? I don't.
No, but I feel it will be close, but don't sweat it.
Yeah. Yeah, it just, we hate to, I mean, we do see things sometimes, but we don't like, you know, what is it called? The world around us could happen. And, you know, it's hard to say.
Yeah,
we don't have
a
crystal ball. Yeah, but we look at, I mean, Jessica, let me see what Lynn's saying. I think everybody's saying that it's a positive thing here. So I don't see where anything should go wrong. I just think that, got yes for Wendy. She needs to be cautious about picking up the icky landlord's energy. Do some boundary work and energy cleaning. Best to not carry other people's negative crap. The nasty landlord feels on the suffering she could cause others, so don't give her anything to push against your credit card. What?
Right.
Don't give her anything. Definitely don't sweat it. She's getting definitely don't sweat it. That we all are.
Well,
that everything's going to go good.
She's finding out that I'm smarter than she thinks I am. And I don't want her to retaliate. We have a $500 deposit. We will tell her when we're moving, but I wanted to give the company Sentinel the opportunity to talk to me tomorrow morning first. So I think it's going to tick her off if these legal attorneys call her. Will she retaliate, or will she not dare to do anything about our $500? I mean, there'll be some that we've been here 7 years, for goodness sakes. Will she be fair, or will she retaliate?
I think it'll be the normal cleaning charge.
Okay.
Yes, I agree.
So we might get a portion of the $500 back.
She's going to get scared. She might just give you the $500 back just to get rid of you. You know, from her point of view, but she's nasty, who wants to get rid of, she just doesn't want someone that's been there for 7 years and paid rent on time to leave, because I think she has problems with other renters. But she shouldn't go about it that way. And I think, like Linda and all of us are saying, that everything is on your side, especially with those lawyers. I think that they you know, they protect people that are going through this, and she shouldn't have ever opened her mouth about eviction, because there is no eviction thing here. You're moving. You have the right. Your lease is up.
I actually, she sent me an email yesterday, and she did say that, you know, that eviction proceedings would start on May 1st if we're not totally out. And we even in the email, she said something about I asked for May 1st and maybe May 2nd, and I said I understood that would be taken out of our deposit. So I'm even agreeing on that. But she's not a nice person. And I you know what, it'd be cheaper if they would just work with us, but she's not going to. Said, I just want peace. And I think, I believe my beloved family in heaven is helping us to get this apartment.
Yeah, I agree.
Remember too that eviction proceedings, once they're started, takes at least 72 hours to enact. So
yeah,
it gives you even more days.
Then it's usually 90 days after that before you could even get evicted. That's why I'm kind of laughing inside a little bit.
Well, we don't even want that on our record. We don't even want that on our record. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it won't be. You're fine. This is not your fault. You're going to be fine.
Well,
yeah.
If it went to court, a 72-year-old woman would be sitting in front of the judge in a wheelchair, and he would say, well, did Wendy pay her rent for 7 years? And they would say, like clockwork. Okay. Did Wendy offer to pay prorated rent? Yes, she did, 4 times. You know, and then I have tons of proof proving my disability. That would make them look really, really, really bad.
I'm seeing Judge Judy with this.
Yeah, me too. It's pretty funny, actually.
Well, you know what? I am a smart lady, and I do have a creative ability. When things happen, I can look at it analytically and emotionally and legally, and I can really turn things around. And I think that she is unhappy with me because she's not intimidating me. And by interacting with her on email, I got it in print again that they would start eviction on May 1st. And then I sent her a question. I said, finishing up on May 1st, are you going to change the locks on the door? She hasn't responded yet. And I hope that she does respond, because that would be further proof. Will she respond to that?
She's going to respond to that, because that's the only thing that I, and funny you should bring that up, because I forgot to tell you. The only thing that I felt was that she is planning on changing the locks on the door. And you need to really let them know that when you talk to them tomorrow, because I feel that that's also illegal at that point. Like Linda was saying, it takes 72 hours to even get an eviction filed. So they can't change the locks at that time. But I feel that that would be a problem. That would be one of the things that you need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Well, I intuitively sense.
And she feels that this lady feels she's a little above the law. And that's the other thing that you need to deal with.
Well, in my honest opinion, I think that she gets away with intimidating a lot of people. And I have worked in an environment that is very intense and very confidential for so long. I can see right through that. And you know what? If she's really nasty, then I might even sue her after the fact.
Another thing you might do is dangle Americans with Disabilities Act over her head if she gets too nasty.
Linda. Thank you. I was just going to say there, you know, you have rights too.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Yesterday, I put in the email in a separate line, I am officially asking you for accommodation. And then in her email, she says, what do you mean accommodation? She's not stupid. Come on.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They know I'm in a wheelchair. They know I'm 72. there, mm-hmm. you know, she's, I,
oh my gosh,
really
you're asking for
behavior.
One day. You're asking for one day, maybe, maybe one day.
Yeah. And I said, and now, we'll make sure to put the envelope with the keys in the drop box.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to let us know what happened.
I am very careful with the way I word things, and
uh-huh.
especially in print. And if everything I wrote was revealed to a judge, I would be smelling like a rose, and she would not.
Yeah, that's good. Just keep everything. It seems like you have your ducks in a row. I don't, like Lynn said, you don't need to sweat it. It's just annoying, unfortunately. I'm so sorry you have to go through that.
Well,
I mean,
guess what? I have something
enough.
Else to tell you. There is kind of like a ramp for people with wheelchairs to go down, and there's a big red cement block at the end of it, and it forces me to go into the parking space where a car is. I find that very dangerous. I sent several pictures to the manager, and I said, and I told her exactly that. I said, this is putting me at risk. And I said, I mentioned ADA. They never responded. But I also sent those pictures to Sentinel. So I think that they might get themselves in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, city building codes, yes. They have to meet codes.
I,
safety, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel these Sentinel signs are your answer. Honestly, Sentinel keeps coming up to me a lot. So.
Yeah, and it's spelled with an S. So I don't know if Sentinel is available in other states, but it's Sentinal. And I hope that somehow I help somebody if they're listening to this and they can get help too.
Yeah, that's amazing of you to say that, Wendy. Thank you. I'm going to look it up
right
now. Oh,
I am a humanitarian. And for 25 years, I worked in an environment where I knew that insurance was confusing to people, and I would have a creative ability to make it understandable and also be very respectful at the same time. And I had people crying on the phone because they were not being used to being treated with respect.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I don't
you know,
see it in Utah. What state are you in?
I'm in California.
Yeah, in California. See, I don't see it in Utah. I don't know if you guys see it in Idaho or
wherever. I've heard of it before.
Maybe.
I have. I've heard of it.
Well, the way I got their number was I called the renter's hotline. And maybe there's a renter's hotline in other states. And then when you speak to renter's hotline, maybe then whoever can say, well, in California, they have an organization called Sentinel that helps people when they're having issues with the landlord, especially with disabilities. So anyway, I hope that...
Yeah, they have that here. I see that. So that could be how it comes up. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that I benefited somebody today. And you know what? I will tell you something. I don't give up. I have a way of responding. And this woman is misjudging me grossly. And I am not a vindictive person. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble.
Right.
I just want to be respected and not go through this unnecessary stress.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling. And let us know what happens, please, at the end of the month. Okay?
Okay. Well, God bless you, ladies. Love you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
God bless you. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's see. We did get another caller. How much longer can you guys stay on? Are you okay?
I got about 15 more minutes, I could say.
Okay, so let's take this last call. I see somebody on the site, but they don't have their hand on, so I'm assuming they're just listening. So let's do the 203. So 203.
Hello, ladies. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi.
Requires a simple answer, but a little bit of explaining.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Oh, hi, Pat. Sure.
Hi, Pat.
Hello. Hi.
Go ahead.
Story is a friend of mine, I've kind of really backed off. I'm just not ready to try to give her the truth because I know it's very hard for her to hear. It's just a question of always being interrupted and always, in a way, almost being cursed. You know, you better worry about this. You better worry about your age. You better worry about your knee. You know, what's going to happen if you can't walk? What's going to happen, you know, when your car dies? How long can you keep walking dogs, et cetera, et cetera? So I've backed off. I have a wonderful man who's been helping me with a car, and I offered to go up to another state to just to be keep him company while he takes a car for repairs. I thought it would be nice to experience time with him and get to know him more. Come to find out she's coming as well. I honestly can't tell if this is an opportunity to heal at this point. I actually feel like it's too early. I have the time to back out right now. Can you see what is the best for me at this moment?
This is Tony Pat, and I drew a heart immediately when you started talking.
Hi, Tony.
Hi. Why is this lady going? Is she? Are you all three friends?
Well, yes. He has helped her with her car, and he's helping me tremendously with my car. So he's actually taking her up to pick up her car, and he's taking a car up that I almost bought but didn't.
Well, I feel she's going to leave. I feel you need to go.
She's going to leave.
I second that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think this is your friend. This is good for you. The lady's going to go pick her car up and probably leave because she's going to get jealous or something. I don't know. But I feel this is a good trip for you, not a bad trip.
You mean, I don't understand. What do you mean she's going to leave?
Isn't she going to pick up her car?
We're taking the car up together, all three of us, that I almost bought and dropping that off. And then we're picking her car up, so we all have to return together as well.
Or you have to return together. I definitely think you should go. I mean, I don't know. Is that what you guys got? I got yes. Go.
Yeah, I did.
You need to go, but you need to keep spiritually distant from her.
From her,
put up a shield so that she doesn't, you know, communicate with him, but kind of give her the idea that you're leaving her out of the circle, and maybe she'll get the clue that when you get back that you don't want anything to do with her.
Yeah, maybe that's what I mean to be.
I do want to heal the friendship, but I'm not ready because I feel like she's not ready. So you're saying this is a positive thing for me and the gentleman.
I feel that.
And I also, as relates to the girl, and I do have these little AI robot things, one of them just literally said, say goodbye, my friend, to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
This could be your way out after this trip, because it could be a little bit of a rough thing, but not for you. I feel for her.
Oh, does she or he need
to? No, I just think you need to go. And I think it'll all work out. I just think, like you said, I wouldn't get close again. Just you've been standoffish with her anyway, right?
Right. And there's been a slow healing, as slow communication.
Yeah.
The other thing is she very kindly has let me store some things in her attic, and I have no room to take the stuff back. I have no room in my home.
I think you should just keep it the way it's been going. She's going to say some things that are going to annoy you, but you're just going to have to keep it the way it is. Just
okay. Curious.
Yeah.
Is Sam going to see the annoying things?
No, I see her. I don't see him saying anything.
No,
I mean, I see him on your side. Yeah, is all I see.
I'm sorry. Is he going to see the way she is?
Yeah.
I feel that, yes, definitely.
Thank you all. This is so
helpful.
And I
think he'll shy away from her, too, as much as he can.
Yes.
Okay. Then I will go. I actually was going to cancel. So I'm so glad to all and got such strong, you know, feedback.
Yeah, this is what Lynn said. Yes, but do some protection work before you go, like
okay.
in the mirror. Work on where the stuff she says does not get in so it bounces
yeah.
back. Just let it bounce back to her energetically. Yeah, she's going to say stuff. I got the same thing that Lynn got, but
wow.
she's going to think it's ridiculous. You're protected. You just got to protect yourself. It's going to be all positive for you is what
wonderful.
I feel. And, yeah.
Wonderful. Yes, I'd love to develop a relationship with him. He's been so kind to me. He's an earth angel. So
yeah.
that
Good.
Would be nice. Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Let us know
Bless
what happens.
Everyone.
Okay.
I will, and it's good to connect with you always. Love you women.
Love
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Take care. Oh. Okay, bye.
I don't know if Jessica needs to go. There is that one person that's been on Skype that has their hand up now. I don't. Are you good with staying, or do you need to
yeah,
go?
I can stay.
Yeah, I can do one more.
Okay, here we go. Hi. You're on. This is Tony.
Hi. Hi, my name's Hi. Sam. I was just wondering when you. I was just wondering when you see me getting a new car. I'm guessing it's not in the state that I'm living in now. It's probably when I moved.
What's your name?
Right. Sam.
Oh, Sam. Okay. Jessica, do you?
I don't have nothing yet. Oh, I'm almost right there, though.
Okay.
I'm saying that it's going to be in the least expected place. You're going to
yeah.
be looking for a new car, but you're not going to find the one you want through search. It's just going to show up. It might be an ad in a paper that you just happen to run across, or it might be something that's parked along the side of the highway and it's with a sign on it. And it's going to be a surprise is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as this is Jessica, as far as how long, it's really hard, like we say, to pinpoint a specific time, day. But what I'm feeling is that it's definitely within the next 2 months that you'll find the car for you. And that's a huge potential. Will it happen exactly at 2 months? Not sure, but it's just a potential. So it's definitely a positive potential. That's
yeah.
what I'm getting.
Is this trip, is this
okay.
car, do you want this car so you can leave or go on a trip? Is that what you're wanting this for?
Both. Well, because I'm planning on, my intentions, I'm putting my intentions and energy out there that I'll be moving out of this, my home state and to a new state. I was just wondering if that car was going to be coming with me or I'm going to find it there.
With you.
Okay.
You're going to find it where you are. Like what Linda said, it's going to be in the least expected, Jessica, within the next, it could be tomorrow. I mean, honestly, I just don't know timelines, but I see that you need the new car in order to leave. So.
Yeah, you need something reliable.
Yeah. It's one of the steps that you have to take to be on your journey. So, yeah, I would start keeping. I feel you're getting messages now and seeing things that you do like. You just need to take the jump because I feel it's where you are now going to be the
okay.
best. Yeah. Okay. But
okay.
that's coming soon. I think you're getting ready to leave on your journey soon, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, I just got a job so I could, like, figure it out. So, I mean, my fiancé
yeah.
and son can leave. And I just
yeah.
feel, like, in my bones that it's coming sooner than I expect it to. Like, it's going to be wham, bam, and
yeah.
we're going to be up and out.
I feel the same way for you, Sam. Uh-huh.
May
I think
share
you guys
something?
Are doing the work. Yeah.
Sam, I want to share a true story with you that happened to us. We were trying
yeah.
to find a new car. We looked all over the place. We just happened to see one when we were in New Meadows, and we stopped by, and we'd been trying out different cars to see, you know, how they'd fit. We saw this 1996 Ford Bronco, and the weird thing about it is I have this large drink cup that doesn't fit in any of the cup holders. This one was missing the inside part of the cup holder, and I put it in my cup into it, and I said, it fits. This is for us. We bought that in 2000. We drove that for probably 20-some years, and it's been tens of thousands of miles all over the country, and it was very reliable. So, yeah, sometimes finding little matches that give you a clue that this is the one for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I'm excited for that then.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. So
you're so welcome.
Like car, this is what Lynn said. It feels like the car will show up, as Linda said, unexpectedly. She also said, but it shows, it will just show up when you're feeling like you're ready to give up. So don't give up.
Okay. I won't. I'm so excited for my move. Like, I know, like, I don't see anything on paper. I'm just excited to move.
Yeah. Here. No, it's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to be awesome too, Sam. You're going to love it. Everything.
Woo!
You're going to find an awesome car too. It's going to be perfect for your little family. So don't give up and keep on trucking, as Lynn would say if she was on right now. But she doesn't have any voice, so we're her voice today.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Lynn. Thank you, girls.
Yeah, you're welcome, hon. Call us back.
You're welcome.
Hey.
I will.
Thank you. Well,
thank you.
That's all we have for today. Does everybody want to say, Jessica, do you want to close us out? Or with me, you can catch me on Sacred Embers or Enter the Light, and then I'll try to find some music when Linda's finished to tap out.
And my name is... Thank you. And my name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me on Facebook. I'm also in the Sacred Embers group or the Sacred Embers website.
And I'm Linda Irwin. You can find me on Linda Irwin channel on Spreaker. Also on YouTube under Linda Irwin. I'm the avatar with the smiley face and the headphones. Or go to AISXQ.com. Use the contact form if you need to email me for any reason.
Yeah. And then we want to thank Lynn. And we want to thank Lynn for being in there helping us through, and hopefully our audio will work next week, and we'll see you all next week. And I'm going to try to play something. Here we go. Bye, everybody.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky,